Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Unfortunately, not everyone is having fun right now. Of course, our neighbors in Table Rock are dealing with a huge fire there. And it actually, I think it's two fires mixed together. They call it the Table Rock Fire and the Persimmon Fire. And the Table Rock Fire is a little over 1,000 acres. The Persimmon Fire is 300, and they're fought together. They're known as the Complex Fire. But this fire system is causing people to have to evacuate their homes right now. Yeah. So we're getting a taste of what they had in California when that was going on.
So sad.
And this is coming right on the heels of Hurricane, was it Helene? Helena, I can't remember.
Helene.
Yeah.
Because I just got cleaned up from Helene myself.
Right, from all the stuff in our yards. But they are ordering mandatory evacuations in Pickens County and I think maybe parts of Upper Greenville County. We've got the exact locations on our Facebook page. If you need to get that information or if you think you might be anywhere near one of those locations, I guess Highway 11 is the big thing to watch. Try to avoid that completely.
Because I think it's like mostly, I think, north of Highway 11.
Right. And they even say, like, if you're traveling that way, don't. But if you, for some reason you do have to, keep moving and don't stop to take pictures, which is not only dangerous, but also causes problems.
I've seen that before, like going back to Tennessee through the mountains, and part of it was on fire. And like it's just right there beside the road, and people were slowing down to just take some pictures.
That's scary. I'd be out of there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't. Yeah.
It's like, come on, kids, get a picture with it.
Well, there's some things you can do to help if this if you're interested in helping out.
Sure.
The Pickens County Sheriff's Office post said that they need the following items: to-go plates, plastic utensils and paper towels, Ziploc bags, the sandwich size ones, brown paper bags like lunch sack size, Clorox wipes, foam plates, anything that will help out with any kind of like feeding all these people.
Right. Yeah.
So I don't think they're looking for casseroles, not yet anyway, but they do need the ability to like. Once stuff is made, to get it out to the individual people.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So anything that you can do to help out with that is certainly appreciated. As you can imagine, Table Rock State Park has closed all their trail systems, and pretty much anything in that area is closed when it comes to parks and trails and such.
And this is a time you're kind of rooting on rain to come. It's like, we want to see some rain, and the only rain I see is Sunday and Monday.
Yeah, later this weekend.
So, yeah. Well, they say they're making some decent progress on this, but obviously, if you're in an area where there's a forced evacuation, you're not feeling too good about things, because there is that fear that you're going to leave and come back and your stuff is all gone, like happened in Los Angeles and Hollywood.
Get your pets.
Well, yeah, hopefully.
Don't leave your pets behind.
And that's the thing, too. Right now, they're giving these mandatory evacuations. If you don't follow those and then end up in a tight spot later, that's the problem. I know it's probably, it seems like something you're wanting to wait till the last second to pull the trigger on, but it creates problems for things like, oh no, your pets get left behind or you don't get the stuff you need. Instead, do it now while it's orderly.
And there are some situations first responders can't actually get to you. So if you don't evacuate when it is mandatory, you may be stuck.
Right. It's over. That happened in Hollywood. There were people there that just ended up, there was nothing they could do. So we want to make sure that you guys know that we've got this on the Facebook fan page for the Hawk and Tom Show so that you can get that information. We will keep you up to date on that information as well. And we'll try to let everyone know what's being evacuated and what can you can do to help.
Now, it seems to me there's a lot of these fires starting. I know this was intentional.
Well, no, this was an accident, but it was teenagers being careless.
Is this a felony? Because they need to up the charges.
Well, they're going to be charged with something. They said they're going to wait until after it's over to charge them.
You don't play around.
Being teenagers, I mean, being a teenager, part of it is being, you know, not fully grown yet. And so I'm sure that there'll be a punishment for this. Hopefully nothing worse comes of it and they're able to get it under control soon.
Yeah. And you say that, but I'm like, we were all doing stupid stuff as teenagers.
I started a fire in a forest.
Yeah.
But I wasn't doing it on purpose. Right. I was just being stupid.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I can certainly
be in jail.
Well,
thank you, Kato.
I think we need a little grace there.
You're on Smokey the Bear's list.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, it kind of freaked me out because he came to me on TV and he was like, only you can stop for it. And I was like, how did I get picked for this?
All right. Well, our thoughts and prayers for all you folks there. And get more information on the Hawk and Tom Facebook fan page.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, I told you that we made a top five list. Actually, it's a top six list. I'll break it down to top five. But here in South Carolina, Google Trends shows that there's six states, actually, where the kids prefer to do their spring break partying.
Are you doing pottery?
Partying. There you go. Partying.
Are you on cold medication still?
Yeah.
Extravaganza.
Yes.
Something else.
Partying. Anyway, so six states actually prefer to do their spring break partying at home. We're one of those states, South Carolina.
I've been seeing videos of Myrtle Beach cracking down on spring breakers.
Yeah.
To where, I mean, you're not allowed to do anything or they're going to ticket you. So I guess cities are tired of spring breakers coming into their towns.
Yeah, but there's so much to do in South Carolina. You have multiple beaches, not just
That's
Myrtle.
That's true,
You've got the mountains. You've got places like Lake Jocassee that's so pretty it doesn't even look real.
Yeah, but you don't want to see, do you think that like Lake Jocassee, you got those spring breakers just swarm in and you got them all over that beach and they're doing all kinds of crazy things out there like spring breakers do?
Oh, they'll run you out of Jocassee.
Yeah, that's true.
You may be horrible. You can get away with it.
Imagine, though, if that started happening and it caught on. And before you know, we're like these spring break destinations, like down in Florida, where all the kids go crazy and do stuff they shouldn't.
I can't see how Greenville would end up being that because we don't really have a beach. Like, why would you go here rather than Myrtle Beach or Charleston?
But you've got mountains and stuff here, too.
I'm just saying, imagine if that happened. That would be kind of chaotic to see that at Hartwell. It wouldn't be Hartwell. I guess some of Hartwell is in Greenville or in South Carolina, right?
Oh, yeah. Half of it.
Okay, just want to make sure. Just want to make sure.
You're new here, aren't you?
You always go to Georgia, though. Well, you didn't know that. I mean, where exactly? Is it all in Georgia or is it parts of South Carolina?
Well, there's the dam is on the South Carolina-North Carolina line.
I got you.
No, South Carolina-Georgia line.
So, anyway.
You're new here, aren't you?
I've lived here all my life.
You got Texas, Wyoming, Iowa, Missouri, South Carolina, and Vermont. So, we were like only the real southern state besides Missouri. That they want to stay here and do their spring breaking, I guess, on the coast of South Carolina.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, that's what we always did growing up here.
Exactly.
It was always Myrtle Beach. Uh-huh. I did not go. I had reservations for a motel when I was graduating high school, and I bought a car instead. So I sold the hotel room to a friend of mine and let them use it.
There you go.
And I stayed home.
We went to Myrtle Beach every spring break when I was a kid. My parents would take us. Really? It was my absolute
parents
favorite.
Parents go on spring break with you?
When I was a kid.
We do the Pirates Island or whatever, Pirates Cove, that Pirates place. It's the little campground. That's still there, though. Right?
What?
Yeah, the Pirates, where's, I don't know, Pirates Island or something like that.
You're on cold medication, aren't you?
I need to be.
No, I was talking about... No, I was just there not long ago. I saw it. I drove right by it.
You're talking about the campground?
Yeah, the campground.
It's called...
it don't matter.
We stay at Ocean Lakes, and then you got Lakewood, and you got...
You got the Alabama...
Theater
down there.
You got all kinds of stuff. Broadway.
Yeah. So anyway, spring break, for us was a big deal, when I was in Tennessee. And we would always come to Myrtle Beach. We'd drive from Tennessee to Myrtle Beach. That was our spring break time. But, with all these things, I guess, staying at home and you think about spring break, we actually had our production team. They got together. And this is what it would be like if you were doing your spring break at your real home.
Can't afford a trip to Cancun? Who needs it when you've got Spring Break, the home version? Experience all the thrills of Spring Break right from your parents' basement. Crank up the heat for that tropical vibe. Mix a cocktail of tap water and expired lemonade and let the party begin. For only $0, you get unlimited Wi-Fi, homemade snacks, and zero regrets. Unlike last year's trip to Daytona. Spring Break, the home version. Because who needs the beach when you've got piles of laundry and your mom's curfew?
Oh, I'm on spring break. Bring me another grilled cheese.
That'd be fun. Hey, Mama, bring me some grilled cheese.
Oh, yeah.
But, we had to, money was tight when we do spring break because my parents didn't, chip in for that so much.
I don't remember going anywhere with family on spring break.
I'm talking about as kids, we would drive. Like when we were.
When you say kids, what do you mean?
High school.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, no, I don't.
This is spring break partying. Here we go again.
See, for us, it was senior. It's a senior spring break.
Right.
Trip.
Well, it was in college. It was big in college to go to spring break.
Well, I was a senior for 3 years.
Okay. By the way, it was Pirate Land.
Hawk was the one buying alcohol for his parents for spring break. He's 21 as a senior.
My parents don't drink.
Okay.
Well, my mom might every once in a while.
I have mommy juice.
Yeah. That's what was in that red Solo cup. She never admitted to it, though.
Aw.
Have fun doing your spring break in here in the upstate.
Yeah,
if you
careful.
Want to. Joe Cassie. Just kidding, Tom. Not really. Literally at Joe Cassie. Myrtle Beach. The coast.
Anderson Beach.
Wherever you want to do it.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, it is a group therapy Wednesday. We have Zach on the line. How are you doing, Zach?
I'm doing great, guys. I love the show. I listen all the time.
Oh, thank you.
Well, we do too. This is going to be a fun segment before our second date update then.
Okay. So you actually wrote into Cato on email. You said that you went out with Beth and you guys had a nice night. You went to dinner, even went back and watched a movie at her place.
Yeah. You know, I met Beth online and we immediately clicked when we went on the date. It was nothing but good vibes. Ah.
Okay.
Such a good time. And we even went back to her place. She introduced me to her son. She's got a 10-year-old boy.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I love kids. I work with kids. So, it was a really great day, and I just don't understand why I'm getting ghosted.
I don't know either, man. That sounds odd. But you know what? We'll call her. Maybe she'll answer for us, and we can get some closure or maybe help you guys get back together if it's a misunderstanding.
Yeah, we're about 50-50 on getting people back together with our second date updates.
That's a generous number.
I'd appreciate the help.
Yeah, all right.
Hi, is this Beth?
Yes, it is.
Hey, it's Hawk and Tom. We got Tori and Cato here. We are live on the radio right now on the Hawk and Tom Show. And we are calling to try to give you a prize this morning.
All right. Wow.
Yeah, we'd like to send you out to dinner on us, but we have to ask a couple of quick questions first.
Okay.
We understand you went out with a gentleman named Zach not long ago.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Our question for you is that Zach has gotten in touch with us and said he had a wonderful time on the date, but that you weren't returning any of his messages, and we wanted to give him some closure if there was a reason or if there's some misunderstanding, maybe we can fix it and get you guys back on another date that we'll pay for.
Maybe you lost his number or something.
Man.
Uh-oh.
So is there something we can tell Zach to let him know why this is not happening?
I had a great time with him. We had, you know, a nice dinner. We went back to my place. When we got there, so I have a little boy. He's 10 years old, and I sent the babysitter home, and we were going to watch a movie.
Okay.
Zach and I. I sent my son to bed. And, you know, with kids, they always resist. They want to stay up. They want to be part of the party.
Right.
Yeah. I can never get my kids in bed. I have to tell them over and over, come on, work with me here.
I mean, he would sit right between us if he could. You know, there's a little back and forth between my son and I, nothing major. And all of a sudden, Zach jumps in and he's like,
sorry,
I mean, he just said,
he's on the line with us right now.
Yeah.
I was like backing you up.
He had you back.
I didn't need to be backed up.
Oh.
I am his mother.
I've known you for 2 hours.
And I know men like you. I don't need anybody coming in thinking that they're going to replace his father.
You ain't my daddy.
I'm his parent.
I'm
if I needed
trying,
you, I would have
I'm
asked
not
him.
Trying to replace anybody. I like had your back. I was just saying, like, come on, bud. Like, listen to your mom. Not, like, trying to be demanding or anything on him.
Well, that's what do you think he thinks? He doesn't know who you are.
That was your choice to introduce them. Like, on the first day, that was kind of quick.
It's pretty brave to, like, jump in on day one. Like, they literally just met each other.
Yeah, you just put
I was open to it, and I was so happy to meet your son, even if it was the first date. I was totally cool with it.
You know that he was supposed to be in bed when we got there. You weren't supposed to meet him.
Right.
But you did, and the first thing you did was give him a command.
Okay, I was not command. This is crazy.
Well, I will say this, and I don't want to get too emotional here yet, but I could see where Zach just thought he was giving you support and maybe not trying to tell your son what to do, but just trying to support you. It might not have been a command.
Well, it's a little 100%. Overconfident, and I think parents would understand. They don't want somebody coming in and telling their kid what to do.
I feel like maybe this is something that if you had a good time otherwise, maybe you could have a conversation about. Well, you didn't even intend for him to meet your son that night. So right. This is kind of a situation that came up unexpectedly.
Yeah, and I don't need a second parent. I have his father. We're just not together.
Okay.
And I just don't appreciate the feeling so entitled that you can jump in like that. It's not something I'm interested in.
I'm not trying to be a parent. I'm just trying to be a good person. I was trying to back you up. I wasn't trying to demand anything from the kid. If that's how you feel, then I don't know how you're misconstruing this situation, but this is not what I intended. And
we ain't fixing this one, guys.
Whoa.
How's it going to manifest later in the relationship?
Beth, think about this, though. Let's say you guys have a success and you get together and he's in the house. He's got to have a little bit of the authority over the kid eventually if it was successful, or that kid's going to like run all over him and you.
That's my decision to make. And when I want the help, I'll ask for it.
Well, then you shouldn't have brought me over on the first date.
Well, she wasn't expecting to be awake either. So I feel like that's what went wrong here, is that just was unexpected situation that you guys dealt with, and unfortunately you didn't have any communication ahead of time on how to deal with
it. But what if it went well, and then before you know it, you're going on a day-date, and you're like, okay, what's his name?
I'm not going to say his name on
That's okay. a good call, actually. Okay. I think Hawk's worse than Zach is.
I am butting into your business. But I'm like, you go out on a day-date, and it's like, hey, you got to go to bed. You can't meet this guy.
I am a mama bear. I protect my children.
You know, I think it's important, especially if you have, like, divorced people that are dating, to give it a little time to make sure you really like that person before you do introduce them to the kids.
Yeah, you pretend like you don't have kids.
No, you tell them that you have kids on the first day, or even before you go out, is what I think.
True.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm so baffled. Like, I was so open to it, Beth, and I was like, I was so cool with you that, like, I didn't mind all the, you know, everything on the first date, but I'm good. I'm good, guys.
All right. Well, I feel bad at this point because we certainly didn't want to cause anything worse, but we always offer a second date. We'll pay for it. I'm guessing I already know the answers from both of you.
Hey, and we'll even throw in a kid's meal.
I was going to say Chuck E. Cheese.
You guys want to go back out?
I politely decline.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
Oh, she's polite.
Okay, that is polite. All right. Well, thank you for sharing your story this morning, being a part of the Hawk and Tom Show for a second date update this week.
Yep.
Have a good one, guys.
All right. That went well.
I think it did, actually. Yeah. I think they didn't need to be together.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Just had a heated debate here with our second date update. Zach and Beth went out on a date. And Zach actually butted in and gave her 10-year-old some advice, or just trying to support her and say, go to bed, because your mom said go to bed.
A lot of the text messages we're getting are mixed. It's pretty 50-50, which is surprising, because I felt strongly about one direction, which I'm not going to say now because so many other people feel differently. But
I'm curious to know now. Okay.
No, there was some people defended her on that. Some people defended him on that. I felt like it was a misunderstanding. That was something where, if it had happened differently, they would be fine. But the circumstances and the accident that happened caused it to fall apart.
Well, you got to be careful what you say to kids. We know that. And most parents know it's, you know, you can mess with your kids pretty bad. Because you don't say things like, you know what, I brought you into this world, I can take you out of it, too.
Why not? I mean, my dad used to say that. It didn't really bother me.
But honestly, look how you grew up, though. You got issues.
It builds character. Not from that. Because I didn't really think he was going to kill me.
Well, little did we know that there's other things that you can say, little simpler things, that also can warp your kid's mind. Now,
is this like a personal collection that you've got for us?
It's just some research they have on parenting.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe this was stuff you had done.
Oh, listen, I have never prayed so much as being a parent, because it's a tough job. And I salute anybody that tries it. But a lot of times they say you need to give your child 5 positive compliments to every negative negative thing you say to them, because the negative things stick with kids. Mm-hmm. That's like glue. They get it. They self-talk them. What am I trying to say?
Well, how would we know?
They self-talk to themselves, saying, beating themselves up over this negative comment that their parents have made because you got such an impression on them. So you're supposed to give them 5 positive compliments for those negative things that you say.
So this is not kids. This is everything. We've been mentioning this before because everybody locks into the negative.
Yeah, they do.
Not just kids.
Yeah.
It's your wife, anyone you deal with. It's maybe even more than 5 to 1.
But then they even go into details about what kind of compliments. Because if you're just saying, "Oh, you're really pretty," or "You look cute," but they say that's not good either.
Right, and it needs to be about a specific thing, or else it doesn't stick.
No, matter of fact, that is in this research somewhere, and I'm trying to look for it now, because you say, "Hey, you're so smart," and you put the emphasis on that, and they think, "Oh, I got to be smart now."
Mm-hmm.
And that's a lot of pressure on anybody.
I don't know about that. Like, my son just had an outstanding score on his ACT test, and I'm like, "We're really proud of you. You did super good." I don't think that makes him feel more pressure. You're complimenting something he's already done.
Okay, this is what they say. So your so comments are not good. Even labels that seem neutral or positive, like "you're so shy" or "you're so smart," stunt a child's development personality. And they say talk about specific behaviors, not in general. Like, "you're so smart." If you say that over and over, I mean, that puts pressure on him.
So,
instead
of... instead of like, "Oh, your grades are really great," you say you did really great on that test.
I got this figured out. You're supposed to say "you're so dumb."
No, you go, "You know what? You really worked hard to make that grade." At that point, it puts specifics on what they did to get the grade, not like, "Okay."
I would love it if my family told me I'm so smart. They can do it in general.
Yeah. Don't wait too long for that.
All right. So these are things I say can warp your child's mind. "Great job. It's good to praise your kids, but those compliments lose their impact when you toss them out like every other moment. Like, they just become a general, you know, in every conversation. You're so good. You're so great. You're so, you know," before you know it, they start to believe that stuff.
Well, I want to believe it. If they did a great job at something, I want to tell them, "Hey, you did a great job at that. I appreciate
it." That's great. But if you just throw it out just to throw it out and they didn't really do a great job, you're just trying to build it.
That's called lying.
You know what it is? And they say the guilt makes them feel bad, but not necessarily move faster when you're saying stuff like, you know, "Oh, I'm sorry, I'm on the wrong one." forgive me, I am on cold medicine.
He is. He's got a cold.
But it doesn't, anyway.
It does.
Okay. "Great job on saving, you know, 18 people from a burning building." That is good. You want to say that.
I would agree.
But "great job in finding Waldo again for the 13th time."
Well, it depends on how old they are.
I guess so.
Hey, and he's really hidden in some of those pictures.
That's true.
Was he in the building? The burning building?
Anyway.
That's a great job for finding him.
Some they say you're not supposed to say to kids a bunch is "hurry up," which I don't agree with that one. There's a tendency when we're rushed to make our kids feel guilty for making us rush. The guilt makes them feel bad, but not necessarily move faster. They don't move faster even when you're saying "hurry up." It just makes them feel bad and guilty. I say that all the time.
Not like, guilty enough to get a hustle
exactly.
going.
Exactly. Like, they aren't feeling very guilty.
And are they the ones calling us to be late?
Well, kids do that. I mean,
they will be on time. My kids will be on time.
Kato's kids are good kids.
You don't even notice when they're in the room. They are so quiet.
They're quiet, yes.
They're polite.
Yeah. You're not supposed to say something like, "Hey, I'll give you something to cry about." Threats don't get good results, they say.
It did for me.
Me too.
I mean, I straightened up.
Yeah.
I knew what I was allowed to do. And boy, I'll give you something to cry about. I stopped crying.
Mm-hmm.
And the follow through on those threats. Yeah. That was the biggest thing.
Yep.
I feel like this is that new age hippie stuff.
Okay. Listen, I don't agree with all of them. Here's one. Wait till your daddy gets home.
Oh,
wait
I got
your father
that
gets home. I know, but here's where it's bad. And I agree with this one. Passing the buck undermines your authority. So the mom's authority, if she says, "Wait till your dad gets home," or if the dad says, "Wait till your mom gets home," because he don't want to deal with it,
that undermines the authority. Like, oh, well, then you can't do anything about it. Wow. I'll just wait for dad then.
The thing is, though, you get to an age where, like, spankings don't hurt as bad for mom. So that's when she's like, you wait until your dad gets home. And then you're like, oh, man.
It doesn't matter what punishment you use. It doesn't undermine the mom because she's still got the power to call dad in.
Exactly.
It's just like if a cop's like, all right, I'm going to write you a ticket. You're going to see the judge later. It's the judge you're worried about. It still doesn't take away the respect for the cop.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll agree to disagree on that one. And then they say, never say, leave me alone to your kid. Leave me alone. Because when you keep telling your kid that you're too busy for them, it cuts really deep into their hearts. So just leave me alone. You know, you won't find a more creative way to say that.
If you I don't say that at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's one of those. If you don't get out of my hair, I go outside and play.
Yeah. Listen, hey, my mom mainly said a lot of these things. Like, just leave me alone just for a second. I just need to, just a quiet minute. You can say, you know, something like, hey, I need my space right now if you don't mind. I think that's a little bit nicer way than saying, leave me alone. Because you are then drawing a boundary that actually helps them. If you set healthy boundaries as a parent, that helps your child learn to set healthy boundaries as well.
What if you just say, I'm just going to the bathroom?
Oh, well, that's a lot of people do that.
Yeah.
And then you see that little finger under the door. Mommy, daddy, dad, I'm bored.
I didn't realize you actually went to the bathroom. I thought you just said that.
Oh, yeah, well, you go sit.
Okay.
Just sit. You don't do anything.
Okay, I'm glad you said sit. That was scaring me for just a little bit there.
Kids, they don't bother me when I'm in the bathroom.
Kato, you have these imaginary kids that are incredible. They're probably the best kind.
You know,
I bet they make straight A's too, don't they?
They're perfect. They're already in college.
There you go.
It's the newest game for the whole family.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Ready or not? Here I come.
It's hide and go poop for when you need a break from your kids.
Dad, I know you're in there. Dad!
You can also play hide and go poop with your spouse.
Honey, sitting in the bathroom won't make the dishes clean themselves.
And even at the office.
Johnson's been in there for 20 minutes. He must be filling out his TP report.
Hide and go poop from Milton Crapley.
Dad, hurry up, hurry up. I gotta go.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but... Scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.